Ugh. Can I come out now? This closet smells like lab coats and nerd shit. Stuffing your boy in the closet was quick thinking, but... I mean, I thought we had the lab to ourselves, Professor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's only fair. You got to come over and see the shady house after showing up unannounced. I figured I'd make us even by showing up to see all this research and shit you were talking about. Miss you? If anything, you missed me. I saw the way your eyes lit up when you caught me breaking in. Look, I've been sharpening up my lockpicking skills, but... I do need a little more practice. I can be sneaky when I want to be. I was dead silent in the closet, even though I wanted to laugh at that little assistant of yours. What is it with you professors and getting free labor out of the youths? internship, huh? Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's the same hustle as the judge giving me and the gang community service, right? Free labor, I get it. Oh, come on. I'm not trying to be a jerk. What's the matter? Can't handle the heat? I'm hardly even giving you any guff. But I tell you what, sweet cheeks. If it makes you feel any better, maybe I showed up because I wanted to see you again. Yeah, don't let it go to that pretty head of yours, but... Yeah, you piqued my curiosity. And you were a pretty good cuddler. Among other things. And that whole big-ass enraged Pokemon thing is concerning. Like, that is, I do actually care about that. I wanted to see if you had any more info, or, if there was any way I could help. We still need to keep it on the low, but sitting back and doing nothing isn't really my thing. I don't know if I'd say I'm some kind of good guy, but if something feels right, you shouldn't ignore it. And you, your whole mission or whatever, I mean, feels right. So what I'm saying is, I'm at your disposal, Professor. Don't flatter me, or it's me who's gonna end up with a big head. My head is not that big. I just have fluffy hair. Hey, yo, you're the one who's picking a fight here. If you're trying to cause some trouble, I'm your huckleberry, or whatever berry would be appropriate in this case. Hell no, I don't feed them to my little dudes unless they ask for them. Otherwise, it's crisps and soda. But chips. Chips and soda. Galler? That's what they call chips, right? I know the lingo. I've been around, but Alola is home. All right. So, what are you doing here at the lab so late? Not eager to go home. You got a place around here? I can imagine being in a new place and not really knowing anybody. That could be tough. I get it. But, hey, fuck it. You're a hot-ass professor in Alola. It's beautiful out here. We got beaches, we got good food, we got sunshine and Pokemon, and if you know the right people, you can have a pretty good time. But lucky for you, you already met the wrong people. Me. And I can do much better than pretty good. I can show you the time of your damn life. And you know it. I mean, the way you were giggling and cheesing when I showed up today was all the proof I need that you ain't getting what you really want out of these stuffy nerds here at the lab. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure they're nice and smart and helpful. But it's so much more fun to be bad. You just keep working at your little table here and let me talk my shit. Got it? Good. So, Professor, you got a taste, sneaking around and getting all wet the other night. In the rain, I mean. And what? You really thought you'd just go back to work and be a good little bookworm? Is that why you're working so late? Because if you turn out the lights in the lab, you'll just be bored. And then you'll start thinking about how nice it felt backing it up against me the other night. How my arms felt wrapped around you. And then, you're a mess. And you ain't got your boy there to take care of you. Maybe that's why you were smiling when I pulled up. Because that little thought in the back of your head. That little thought in your head said, shit. Maybe I don't gotta be alone tonight. Yeah, I know. Overworked and underappreciated. I think that's what they say, isn't it? I'm sure people appreciate you for being smart as hell, but you are so much more than that, ain't you? Oh. Professor, you're practically bent over for me now. What the hell am I supposed to do about that, huh? Hey, look. I ain't no rocket scientist, but I got ideas. Believe me. I got plenty of fucking ideas. No pun intended. I tell you what, babe. Let's see if you can finish what you're working on while I'm back here working on you. Huh? Let's see if you got what it takes. Professor. Can you hang with the bad boy?